Hello.
Hi.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Keepers Talk podcast. So we've got a guest today. This is the first episode with a guest. Guest, who are you? Explain.
Hi, I'm Chen Kai from Chen Kai Goalkeeping. I'm 15 years old this year, and yeah, I'm from Singapore.
Nice, nice, nice. So, just in the hot news this week,
Yep.
Thibaut Courtois, Keylor Navas. I'll give you a few things here. Keylor Navas, 31, 6'1". He has played. He has won three in a row with Real Madrid. And do you think he did the right thing to stay?
Honestly, yes. Both of them will be fighting for the first spot. And honestly, I think, yeah, healthy competition, both of them will definitely be better.
Yeah, it'll improve them.
Yeah. During the match, Real Madrid versus Getafe, Real Madrid won 2-0.
Yeah.
Keylor played the first match of the season, made one save and eight throws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, it wasn't really challenging for him, but yeah, he still managed to keep a clean sheet, which shows the new manager why he's worthy of the first spot.
Yeah. And Courtois is 26, and he's got 5 inches on him. He's 6'6", and he just won the Golden Glove at the World Cup, as you know, and he's won the Premier League a few times as well. So the matchup is good. Like, what I think is, Keylor Navas did do the right thing. It is good to have healthy competition. But because Courtois is coming off such a good World Cup, I think he might play Courtois instead. That'll, because Courtois is younger than Keylor Navas, like, so I don't know how he's going to play it. He's 5 years younger than him.
I think it would be quite a headache for the coach to choose who to play for the next match. However, I still believe Keylor Navas should start the match.
Yeah, he's a good keeper. He's a good keeper. And he's done nothing wrong, to be fair. He has been solid.
He's quite underrated.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's done so much. They won Champions League.
In the 2014 World Cup as well. Sorry to interrupt you. A 2014 World Cup. I thought he should have got him or Ochoa. Should have got the Golden Glove, but Neuer got it because he was with the one side, which, you know, happens.
Yep. Real Madrid also bought another one keeper from Ukraine, I guess.
Yeah.
He's a youngster, Lunin.
Yeah.
I honestly feel that there's too much competition in the squad right now.
They have five goalkeepers in the first team.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Casillas may leave.
Yeah.
However, I'm actually quite puzzled with the decision to sign Courtois. Honestly, I understand that he wants to leave for Madrid, but then they have too much goalkeepers right now.
Yeah.
Honestly. So, but yeah, I think coach should do something about it. So hopefully the others get the playing time they deserve.
Yeah. So that's what we think about the Courtois and Navas situation. The second question I have for you is, what do you think about the standard of football in Singapore? Like, what do you think the level is compared to the United Kingdom and America? Do you think it's high, or do you think it's underrated?
Honestly, Singapore, the football standard in Singapore is honestly not really high. Like, although like there are efforts to improve the league, such as renaming the league, they recently renamed it from the S League to the Singapore Premier League. However, yeah, they're still, it's improving, but it's still not at the level we wish like it can be.
Yeah.
Singapore's FIFA ranking currently is at 196, 169, I mean, which is actually compared to the other UK countries. However, yeah, I believe there have been many plans, such as there's a local football club in our league who has recently signed a contract with
Oh.
Borussia Dortmund to open an academy. Hence, yeah, I had the opportunity to meet Borussia
Yeah.
Dortmund's goalkeeper, Roman
Yeah.
Wendefehler. Yeah, it was honestly a really good experience, and he also shared some tips on for younger keepers like us. Like he told us that we should definitely have confidence and keep on trying. This I clearly remember that's what he told me.
So, when did you decide to become a keeper? Because, there's different stories that a lot of people in their teams, they didn't have a keeper, the keeper didn't turn up, and they decided to go on nets. So what was your goalkeeping story? How did you become a goalkeeper?
I actually didn't like soccer at first in general. However, because my cousin was playing soccer, so he influenced me. So he would normally pull me to the parks and just have a
Yeah.
small kick about. After that, when I went to school, because I was actually
Yeah.
quite fat, hence normally it's a culture in Singapore to put the bigger sized people at
Yeah.
the back. Hence, as they believe like. Yeah, they will block the goals or anything. I actually felt I felt like really sad at first. However, like I decided that if like they want to put me at the back, I should play really good. Hence, like they won't like look down on me or anything. Hence, so I started taking up goalkeeping lessons. That's when I started in 2016. Yeah, it's been 2 years
Jeez.
already, and yeah, it's one of the decisions that I don't
Yeah.
regret too. It really opened up many doors to me and made me love
Yeah.
goalkeeping.
So, I was a goalkeeper because my brother and his friend, who are currently 17 and 18 now, they used to kick the ball and play football, and they didn't have a goalkeeper, so they'd always used to put me in nets, and I used to just have shots taken at me all the time. So I've never ever played outfield before. I've never had a lead, like a few games outfield. I've always been a goalkeeper, 100%. And when I became a goalkeeper, I only played like half a season. And I was playing with a low side, like a low league side, and then I got scouted to join the highest division in Northern Ireland. So it was good.
Wow.
And now I'm going into my fifth season, I think, with the club. And it's going to be a good one, yeah. So the next is, who do you most likely compare yourself with? So I'll go first in this one. So I think my personal style is a bit like Ederson maybe, or David De Gea, but I'm not saying I'm not good, but my style is like that. And I do like, I'm a bit of a cat, I'm very flexible, and I work on the core. I go to the gym a lot and I do core work, so I have good abs and stuff, so I'm able to get across and be strong and stuff. Cross is not quite 5'9", so my crossing, getting crosses isn't as good yet, but I still have a good few years of growing. I like to watch Modern Day Goalkeeper. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes. His videos
Yeah,
are
his
really
distribution.
popular. Yeah.
And
It was
yeah,
really
so
good.
a lot of my coaches in a lot of county, like states, as they would call them in like America, kind of, have told me that I'm the best in the country at my age with distribution, which is a good thing to have, like, and it does boost your confidence, like. So that's pretty much who I do. So De Gea and Neuer, because I like to sweep as well, and the modern day goalkeeper's distribution. So who do you compare yourself to?
I actually don't really know who I'll compare myself to. However, like I do like watch like the Premier League, La Liga, just to learn from how like for example, how do they set up
Just
their
taking tips,
walls?
basically. Yeah.
Yeah. However, yeah, my favorite keeper is David De Gea. He's an
And
absolute
it just
beast.
shows that he used to be so poor and he was terrible, he was weak, and then he got stronger and stronger and even better. And look at him now, he's probably the best goalkeeper in the world.
Yeah, I actually just do expect and and try to learn from what other keepers do, like the mistakes or this and all. I'll try to like impart them in my training. Hence, like I would make the mistake. Like currently, the modern day goalkeeper, you have to be really good at your
And
feet.
I am good with my feet, and I know I am. So that's why that would help me as well.
This is great. However, yeah, it's like I'm actually quite short. I'm like
Oh, yeah. So you're
165 cm.
probably about 5 foot 6, maybe 5 foot 7.
Yeah, around there. Hence, I'll normally rush out to defend the goal. I'm quite similar, like a super keeper like that. Hence, normally I will just dash out as fast as I can just to cover the angles and like block the goals. And normally I would compare myself to Neuer as well. However, yeah, I'm just not that tall.
But we still have a good bit of growing. I've still got a good bit of growing to get.
Yes, growth spurt
No,
has
no,
not
no.
come.
The next kind of question I have is, what gloves do you wear? So what gloves are you currently wearing?
I'm currently wearing the Adidas classic gun
The
cut,
ones on your
which is
YouTube.
the ones on my YouTube, the red color one. I've just made an unboxing video of that, and yeah, I'm currently testing it out so I can give a review
Yeah,
maybe as
so
soon as
just you
possible.
can shout out your YouTube there so anyone listening can go and subscribe.
My Instagram channel is CHENKAI underscore goalkeeping. Do give me a follow and check out my new YouTube channel, like, subscribe, and share to your friends.
I'm wearing two pairs of gloves at the moment. I'm wearing the Nike Vapor Grip 3, which were £85. So
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, quite pricey.
and they are good gloves, they are, but the durability isn't there. And I'm also wearing the Predator Pro, the red, the ones that the hair are wearing in my picture. So there are them ones, and they were £70. So I do spend a lot of money on gloves, and I think they're good. Like, but the one gloves I haven't tried are the strapless ones. What do you think of them?
From like the other reviews from other YouTubers and other goalkeepers, like there isn't been a lot of positive reviews about it. Many of them are getting teared really easily, all this. Hence, yeah, I was actually contemplating whether to buy the glove. It's like
It's quite
150 pounds.
dear.
It's really expensive, and to use it in just 5 minutes, 3 days, I don't think it's worth it. I think Vapor Grips are like more, even though the newer models may just only cost around £100. And yeah, I think they are much better in like the durability. Hence, yeah, I don't know, but if I do have the opportunity, I'll definitely try out that glove as yeah. It was actually a big hit in the goalkeeping union. Everybody were like crazily talking about that glove, how it looked like. It was just really cool as none of n n none no companies has ever tried out like this strapless glove, this technology. Hence, yeah, it's quite innovative from like Nike, who like wanted to try out something new. However, I believe like with like a strap, it tightens like the wrist area, hence you're able to hold on the ball more confidently also. Hence, I think that having straps are like honestly much better. Also, I recently came across this company called SJS Goalkeeping, who are also selling the strapless gloves, which are priced at like a more reasonable price, which is around, if I'm not wrong, around 200 ringgit, which is Malaysia dollars. I think it costs around 40
Yeah, that'd
pounds
probably be
around
right,
there.
yeah.
I think they're priced more reasonably. Hence, I think I'll be trying out the other strapless gloves and maybe give and hopefully I can do a review soon.
Yeah, so the next thing has been asked is what club do you support? So I'll go first on this one. And I
Sure.
support my countries. So I'm from Northern Ireland, but I support Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. I like to see them both do well. They're my countries. The team I support is West Ham in the Premier League. And in La Liga, I like to see Real Madrid do well. In the Bundesliga, I like to see Dortmund do well, and the Calcio A, I like to see Juventus do well, and in the French league, I like Monaco, so they're the kind of teams I like.
Oh, for me. The Premier League, I support Manchester United, and also in the Major League, which is the USA League, I support
Oh,
Atlanta
Atlanta.
United. Yeah, these are the two clubs I support. I also support Newcastle United, and Swansea.
And Swansea.
Yeah, these are the
Yeah.
clubs I support.
So the next question is it's the one that I've just thought of there now. I seen in your tags the other day, I think it was. It might have been Joe Hart. So I'm wondering what do you think of his career and such a downfall from being a number one, England's number one.
Honestly, I feel that it was just Pep Guardiola's decision because he has his own philosophy that he wants to have a goalkeeper who can distribute well. Joe Hart does have the reflexes and all the other attributes. However, his distribution, I wouldn't say, is on par with like Ederson or
Yeah, I
Claudio
agree.
Bravo. Hence, he was immediately out and sent to Torino in the Serie A. After that, back with West Ham, and now
And
he's
he's
with
signed for
Burnley.
£4 million, which is an absolute joke from being
Yeah, quite still.
an
World class
England
goalkeeper.
goalkeeper. So that's very cheap. I don't know what I would do if I was him, to be honest. I'd be out every
Same.
day working hard, trying to improve because he does have more to show. Like he's not retiring this year. He's a lot to prove.
Yes.
And I think he could bring his career back. So I do believe that, like.
Yeah, I really hope so too.
So we're both
Yeah.
15. We're gonna be 16.
Yeah.
You're going to be 16 December, I'm going to be 16 in May. Where do you think you'll be in 5 years?
Yeah.
Do you hope that you'll be a professional goalkeeper?
I actually have slight back injury. Also, I have flat foot, hence like I can't stand for really long, or else my feet will really hurt a lot. Hence, yeah, I don't think like there'll be much opportunities for me to play professional in Singapore or anything. However, I do have a dream. I want to become a goalkeeper coach. Like it may sound like a bit weird for like a 15-year-old trying to be a goalkeeper coach. However, I believe like,
You could start up your
yeah,
own
everybody
camp in
deserves.
Singapore, and maybe it could be the leading goalkeeping coaching in Singapore. That's maybe what you could do, like.
Yeah, I'm planning to do this after November when I
Yeah.
have more time.
So,
What are your dreams?
I don't like to call it dreams because a dream is something that you think of in your sleep and you don't think it's possible. I think my goal, so what I want to achieve and I want to have done, I would love to sign a professional contract or be over at a professional club for a limit a amount of time just so I could prove myself and maybe have a go at it. I want the
That's
chance to be
great.
able to do that. So yeah, I just would love the chance, and I would work so hard towards it, and it'd be the best thing in the world to be honest. So the last question I have here for you is, why did you become a keeper? I know you were saying that I know you were
Honestly,
saying that about your team and stuff, but you
yep.
said that you had to be big and you had to be at the back or something like that. But why? Why did you choose to go nets? You could have been right back or centre back maybe. Why was it nets that you chose?
Honestly, it was because it's like honestly a really cool position. Like, it wasn't how to say in demand. Not many people wanted to be a goalkeeper. I just wanted to be different from the others. Also, like, I believe that if I do like train hard, I will one day I'll become like a really good footballer. Although I know I won't be as popular as or like as famous, but at least I know I'll be like a decent goalkeeper. That's why, yeah, I just decided, yeah, I will train hard and yeah, hopefully, yeah, hard work will not betray me and yeah, I will be in a at least fairly decent goalkeeper in the future.
So I didn't really have a choice, as you know, because I was just stuck in nets. But I why I became a goalkeeper and why I have pursued it is probably because I love the pressure. The pressure of being, you give the ball away, it's a goal. If the striker gives the ball away, there's a midfield. If the midfield give the ball away, there's the defenders. If the defenders lose the ball, there's the keeper to stop them. If I lose the ball or I make a mistake, it might end in a goal. It probably will, 9 times out of 10 end in a goal. So I like the pressure. I like being different. And I enjoy the adrenaline you get, and I enjoy it.
The feeling when you pull off an amazing save and maybe that's like the league or win worthy save, like it just feels so
Yeah.
good, honestly.
So I've came up against 15 penalties, and I've saved 16, or I've came up against 17 penalties and I've saved 16 of them. So my penalty record is pretty good, like, and I know how to save a penalty.
No, I recently saved a penalty. And honestly, it was like honestly, although I end up losing the game 5-3, honestly, it was such a great feeling. I remember I shouted at my defenders to get back and get ready for the corner after I saved the penalty. Honestly, the feeling was so
Yeah, I
good.
played in a competition there, and I was playing with my county, and we got to the final of it, and I didn't get starting. I don't know why. He said I wasn't experienced enough, but sure, that comes, that happens. And it came to penalties the last minute of the game, and he subbed me on. I told the manager I'd like to come on. Could you sub me on for these penalties? I'm good at penalties. And he subbed me on last minute of the game. The referee blew the whistle, the penalties came, and I saved two of them, the first two penalties, to win the game for us, and we won a bowl. We won the tournament thing. So,
Wow,
and
that's
there was
great.
over 100, 200, maybe 300 people there, so it was unbelievable feeling. And hearing
Definitely.
the crowd roar was just amazing.
True.
So that's all the questions I have here for you. Is that all right? Are you good?
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for this opportunity for inviting me as a guest today. And although I'm not like really experienced, but it was a really nice opportunity to share like my views and thoughts with you. And I really hope this podcast will be liked by many people in the goalkeeping community out there, and hopefully success will
Yeah,
come.
so thank you very much for, and
Thank you.
you'll be on soon enough. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. See you after. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.